So I went to the down to the police department. I walked in that next morning, and yes, I was afraid. And I went in there, and I gave that guy my AA pitch, and he showed me that video. He ran it twice, and I watched the tall, thin guy with a black hat and a gun, glasses, and cowboy boots. He had going from till to till, and I thought, oh, wonder what I did with the money. I am so screwed. And he looked at that, looked back at me, and he said, the guy I'm looking for wouldn't walk in here. The guy I'm looking for is out there, and we'll find him. He said, but you need to get your skinny butt back to Alcoholics Anonymous and hang out with those people. They know what life's about, and perhaps you can do something about the mess that you've created. Now get out of here. I said, I am an AA forever. That's it. I close with the thing I promised I always try to close with. If you've heard it before, I'm sorry, but you're going to hear it again. My dad, as you may have gathered, by the way, my mom is as well. I love my mom is an Al-Anon. God bless you, Al-Anon. You taught her an awful word, and it saved my life. It was no. And you taught her that she had a life worth saving herself. And she regained a sense of who she is, and now she's just like this grand dame of Al-Anon in West Texas, and I adore her. We talk every day without fail. That is true. And my dad doesn't talk much. He's this quiet, wonderful guy. And, he's one of the greatest generation. He gave it all, and he's in his 80s. And I did my first amends with my dad. My mother orchestrated it. She it was just a few months sober, and she got two chairs, set us down. You know, gave us both a cup of coffee, stood over nearby and said, go. We're 5 minutes into it, my dad shut it down. He said, you know, son, that's great. I'm glad you're sober. Love you. Welcome back. Let's get on with it. He wants to sweep it under the rug, and I did too, because I didn't want to tell him all those horrible things. I didn't want to tell him anything. I just wanted it to pretend like that used to be, that didn't matter. And over the years, my dad and I have had a wonderful relationship, but it's been distant. It's just always been that wall there we couldn't seem to surmount. And my dad's this quiet guy, and I adore him, and I want nothing more than to please him. And I would hear from time to time that he was very proud of me and what I do in AA, but he wouldn't tell me. And I would ask you, what do I do? How am I going to ever mend this relationship? And you said, there's some things you can do. Number one, your mother and dad are through raising you. Don't call them every time you have a problem. That's yours to solve. You have a sponsor, you have a support group, you have God, you have needs. Solve it. You'll find your answers on the floor. Now, let them have their life. And I began to do that. And I began to become a good son. And as time went on, I got prosperous, and I did really well, and I was very proud of myself. And I began to cut corners, and I didn't feel like Uncle Sam really deserved that much anyway. And eventually, I have created such a little mess by trying to have my cake and eat it too, that I am now cut off from you one more time, and I'm really in dire straits. And fortunately, I went to a man in Dallas, and I asked for help, and I went back through and did an inventory, and I got right with you, with God again. And I had amends to make. I went back to Midland, Texas to make some amends. And I'm staying at my mom and dad's, and I get up and I go to a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. When I came in, it was 9:30. Mother was up waiting on me. I said, is he asleep? And she said, he's pretending to be. I walk into his room, and my dad is not a big, strong, wonderful man that he was all those years ago. Time has worn him down. You know, he's in his 80s, and he was laying in bed face up, and I walked in, and I looked down at him, and I said, I love you, Pop. And I leaned down, and I kissed him on his old bald head, and he took and held my head to his bare chest. Something that I've neglected to tell you is that I had a memory that I used to sit and drink and think about for years of my dad playing with me out in the backyard when I felt safe and I was a kid, and how he used to play with me when he was bare-chested and would hold my head.